This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado will have a new office in the Department of Agriculture focused on drought and climate resilience. Governor Polis plans to sign a state house bill creating the new office into law today. The office may provide incentives and technical assistance to help farmers and ranchers prepare for drought and adapt to changes in the climate. And that drought continues to cut Colorado nearly in half, CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Starting from counties like Boulder and Clear Creek, the Front Range and the eastern half of the state are nearly drought-free. To the west, the U.S. Drought Monitor shows extreme drought conditions starting in counties like Grand and Gunnison. Multiple fires are already burning in these dry areas. A forecast from the National Interagency Fire Center suggests parts of the western slope face above normal fire risk through August. Researchers say areas in extreme drought are already experiencing fire conditions that wouldn't typically be seen until July and August. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
The U.S. Forest Service is working to control an invasive grass that grows in areas burned by wildfires. A helicopter crew will spend the next 2 months spraying herbicide to kill cheatgrass in burned parts of Medicine Bow National Forest. Cheatgrass is a fast-growing invasive species that burns easily, and it presents a severe fire risk if left unchecked. Forest managers plan to treat about 14 square miles burned during last year's Mullen Fire, which charred nearly 300 square miles in Colorado and Wyoming. In Colorado Springs, it's 81. This is CPR News and KRCC.